Torah at the end of Parshas Bahar Chaf Hey. Chaf Hey Chaf Gimel. V'aretz Yimachu Etzmis Ki Li Chol Ha'aretz. So the Torah talks about other lands, maybe you could sell forever, but Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's limitations on it. So there's a famous Ran that people quote, misquote, in the name of the Baalei Tosfos. He does say it. The question is, if we pass to him like it, that the people say, based on the Ran, you don't have to pay taxes in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because why does the king charge taxes to enrich themselves? The Queen of England, she owns England. This government, whoever the head of the government, they own the government, and therefore they could levy taxes whatever they want to. That's the rent that you're paying in order to live in the land. So that's only in Chutz Laaretz, where the government owns the land, where the queen, king, prime minister, whoever owns the land. So then they're doing it so they have a right to charge taxes. However, Eretz Yisrael, no one owns. The government has no right to charge taxes. That's what the Ran quotes in the name of the Baalei Tosfos. However, Lahalacha, Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like this, doesn't bring it down. In fact, the Rambam writes, just like the government in Eretz Yisrael has a right to charge taxes, so too all government. So it's clear, like, the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. In fact, so what's it based on? What is the right of the government? That's how the Meiri writes, the Vilna Gaon, and others. It's based on Parsha Shoftim, the Mishpat HaMelech, the Parsha of the Melech and Parsha Shoftim. That what happened, that when Shmuel came, when they went to the Jews, when the Jews came to Shmuel and said, let's appoint a king. He said, well, are you sure you want a king? What's wrong with the way things are? You know, king's going to levy taxes, do other things, perhaps make your daughters do things, etc. You sure you want it? So they accepted in the king, that the king could pay taxes. So, and that's why it always says, by Dini Machusa Dina, it always says Shmuel, because Shmuel writes, it's based on the Parsha Melech, and therefore that's the right of a king to go ahead and charge taxes. It's based on the Parsha Melech. You wanted a king, so that's what's going to happen. You're going to have to pay taxes. So therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, you have to pay taxes. But even if you want to argue that, let's say, we pass in like the Ran and the Baalei Tosfos, the Shakhtar always points out that only the Ran b'shem the Baalei Tosfos is only saying it when you have a king running the show for his own enrichment, if he's collecting money for himself. So then you could argue, well, Kigli Karet, you have no right to take it. But over here, Eretz Yisrael is a democracy. They're not charging taxes so they could be, I mean, you have some corrupt politicians, but they always have, but they're not collecting for their own, they're collecting to have money to provide services, to have water, roads, bridges, etc. So therefore, even according to the Ran and Baalei Tosfos, we don't pass Kilmike. But even if we did, that's only if it's a king, when the king's collecting money for himself. In Eretz Yisrael, the government's not collecting for themselves, they're collecting for the people, and therefore, we don't pass like the Ran and Baalei Tosfos anyway, even if it was a kingship, but certainly not, it's a democracy, because you're stealing from the other people, you're not stealing from, because the money is going to help all the people who pay, that's what you pay taxes for, so you have all the basic services.